defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in rainy, soggy New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. So they say everything is bigger in Texas, but as it turns out, everything might be stronger in Utah. Ricky Schaaf, the father of twin boys, posted an incredible video on YouTube. His two-year-old boys, Brock and Bodie, were playing in and on a dresser. While they were playing on it, it tipped over and fell on top of Brock. Bodie, who again is 2 years old and apparently ate his spinach that day, sprung into action and pushed the dresser off of his trapped twin brother. Amazing. Amazing. While no one was seriously hurt, this should serve as a warning for parents to be mindful of where their kids are playing and also to avoid Swedish furniture. All right, let's get to today's big headlines. First, the old lame ducks are out, the future lame ducks are in, and the 115th Congress is set for perhaps their most challenging sessions in American history. Perhaps if they have done their jobs all along, it wouldn't have come to this, but it did, and the era of accountability is upon us. What will their first order of business be? Also, what happens in Michigan stays in Michigan. Ford Motor Company CEO Mark Fields announced today that they have canceled plans to build a new manufacturing plant in Mexico, instead investing most of that money into expanding operations in Michigan. Maybe that will help Wolverines fans get over Friday's devastating loss to Florida State. Or maybe not. And there's no raising the W flag in the Windy City today, as they begrudgingly released their 2016 crime stats, and to no one's surprise, they are higher than 2015's final tally. However, I don't think even the most critical skeptics would have imagined this increase in their wildest dreams. All that plus Mariah Carey's ventriloquist act leaves all of us laughing, but none of us stunned. Julian Assange once again proclaims that the Russian government did not provide WikiLeaks. We'll tell you about that. And has the Donald Trumped millennials when it comes to social media? We have a lot to get to today, guys. But first, let's kick this show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, during the break, you can check out rhinoreport.com, a new article going up today by Robert. It's his New Year's resolution. Also, we have new Rhino rants for 2017, and a couple of new affiliates have joined the program, and we're going to list them on the site, too. You can check them out. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter, at RhinoOnAir, also on Gab, at RhinoOnAir, or email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us today on this Tuesday afternoon here in New York. Kind of rainy and crappy. Yeah, people are getting snow all around us. We get the rain and the mist, and it's like 32 and a half degrees. It's terrible. Going back to this first story for a second, with these kids and the one got trapped, and the twin two-year-old brother saved him by pushing the dresser off of his brother. This is why you don't buy Swedish furniture. They didn't say it was IKEA, but I'm only guessing. See, I don't like that. I'm a guy, right? I don't read directions to begin with. And now when you throw pictures at me, I'm just going to totally throw it away. And they make up like screws and tools that nobody's heard of before. I have been working in construction and building maintenance for a long time. I have never heard of any of those little nuts and these different things that they give you with these flat-packed furniture things. I avoid that place like it's the plague. I will not go in one. Will not. But hope you guys had a happy new year. Did you make any resolutions? I don't like them. Only 8% of people actually follow their New Year's resolutions. And that's for like a day. And then everybody just says, to hell with it. Who cares anyway? Most people, they join a gym. This is like the biggest time of year for gym memberships. I don't get that either. Why would you want to look stupid in front of other people? You know, they know that you don't know how to use that contraption. You just look funny trying to do it. They know. You're not fooling anybody. You got sweatpants with creases in them like you just bought them at Target. And the gyms, they make it hard to leave, right? If you ever sign up for a gym and then you want to like cancel your membership, you can't just call them and say, hey, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. That's it. You can't send them a letter. It could be notarized. Doesn't matter. You have to go in there. You have to face them and say, no, I'm fine with the way I look. And they go, all right, fatty. If you're cool with it, I guess you have enough self-confidence to get away with it. You know, as long as you're good with it, they make you face it. It's terrible. It's the worst thing in the world. You could do way more exercises and get a good workout in your backyard, get a log, get a tire. I mean, there's so many. To join these gyms, it's like, it's terrible. Terrible. And I'm not a huge fan of the New Year's Eve thing to begin with. There is no astrophysical significance to January 1st. Not like December 21st or September 21st or June 21st or March 21st. The equinoxes when it either we're tilting one way as a planet from 23.5 degrees this way to 23.5 degrees that way. Or we're at the peak of our elliptical orbit. Those have astronomical significances. January 1st does not. See, I'm not just a pretty face. I know stuff too. So I don't like New Year's Eve. But as required, there's 2 days we have to turn on the TV. It's New Year's Eve and Super Bowl. So New Year's Eve, they got the Dick Clark Productions. That's the one that takes up most of the market share, if you will. Of course, Dick Clark no longer with us, but now Ryan Seacrest, he does it, and they have all the singers and whatever else, and Mariah Carey. I mean, you guys know where I'm going with this. What the heck was going on there? She is such a diva of the highest order. She was popular like 25 years ago. All of a sudden, they got to march her out every New Year's Eve. I don't want to see her. And what the heck was she wearing? Was it like a leotard or was it like a female Speedo? You know, Speedos look bad enough on men. They look even worse on women. I thought she was going to have on the leg warmers and do a little Footloose like Kevin Bacon. Ugh, terrible. And then she didn't know the words to her own song. All right, the song starts playing And all you do, you hear her talking to her backup dancers who are walking her around the stage like she has like the sixth stage of syphilis or something, and she can't walk around on her own. She can't even lip sync right. Millie Vanilli could lip sync right. Right? They were crucified for lip syncing back in the 80s or early 90s. Millie Vanilli, they lip sync. Now we've accepted the fact that these people lip sync and they can't even do that right. And then she's got the excuses. Her earpiece was no good. The sound was off. I don't know. Her backup dancers seemed to know what the heck was going on. They were all right in line doing their thing, right? They look silly too, but at least they were like on cue doing their thing. She blames everybody. She's blaming Dick Clark Productions. Yeah, somebody screwed with her stuff. You know, blame the dead guy, right? These Hollywood people. Now there's reports, all right, that she didn't even participate in the rehearsal beforehand. She was there. She was present. I can only imagine she was stuffing down a few donuts from what I saw in that leotard she was wearing. But she was there, but somebody else filled in for her. And now TMZ, and if you're looking for good reporting, you go to TMZ and you go to WikiLeaks. Those are the only two places we can trust now. TMZ says she was spotted on Christmas Eve trying to buy pot at a place called the Original Leaf in Aspen, Colorado. Colorado, if you are listening to me right now, please, please, for your own sanity, do away with this legal marijuana stuff, because it attracts people like Mariah Carey. You don't want people like that in your state. We have to let her into New York. It's a big liberal state. You don't have to get rid of the marijuana. She'd never be there. She doesn't ski. She's not in Aspen, Colorado for the half pipe. Oh. I don't like quitters. And she just quit. She just gave up. Well, Happy New Year, and the vocals are going on behind her. The people in the first row, the sound can't be that off, where people 10 feet away from her could sing along, but she couldn't. You should have called one of those girls up on stage. They could have lip-synced this thing better than she did. What a terrible thing. See, Trump avoids the whole issue with these Hollywood types. He avoided it. For his parade and his inauguration, he's got high school bands, he's got drill teams, he's got like equestrian people, NYPD pipe and drum, he's got singing pilots. At least they're going to be happy to be there, and they're going to try. He's got 8,000 people doing this inauguration parade on January 20th, and you're going to get 150% out of each and every one of them. You cannot get 10% out of Mariah Carey. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to invite her back next year. That's what they're going to do. It's going to be the same thing. She'll be back. She'll be on stage. They'll make sure the same thing doesn't happen. Try to erase our memories like Men in Black from this year. But I remember last year. I remember 2015. She did the tree lighting ceremony. It was at 30 Rock, the one in Rockefeller Center. And again, she's lip-syncing, but she's doing like what they call a vocal assist, where they run the track, whether it's the album version or the live version, whatever version they can agree on. And she sings along with it, and they kind of dip the track in and out as she has good and bad moments in the song. And what happened was, I think she fired one of her sound guys, and he took the raw track of her singing without the vocals behind her. It sounded like she was choking on a pineapple. It was terrible. And they keep inviting her back. What does she know about these executives that she has to get all this time? And they pay her lots of money, too. I would have done it for half. I would have gotten up there in a Speedo for half. Ugh. All right. That's it. We're done with Mariah Carey. When we come back, have you guys ever played that middle school game, 7 Minutes in Heaven? I haven't. I'm just asking for a friend, because we got to talk about Congress's 7 Minutes in Heaven when we come back. Guys, hang in there.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch, just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins, plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelis, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. They are all listed there, as well as rhinoreport.com. You do not want to miss even a minute. You can't miss a minute, but for now, we're done talking about Mariah Carey until she opens up her fat mouth again and says something stupid like she did on Twitter afterwards, right? She says, here's to more headlines in 2017. How about you go away in 2017? That would be the biggest Mariah Carey headline I can think of. So, well, today, speaking of going away, the 114th Congress was gaveled out, and then the 115th Congress is gaveled in, and there was some, you know, conjecture, perhaps, that there would be some Democrat shenanigans. They were gonna have Joe Biden is going to recognize Dick Durbin as the Senate Majority Leader. They were gonna hold this vote with while the Democrats held a slim majority in the Senate, and they were going to push through Merrick Garland as a Supreme Court Justice. Again. Is it legal or illegal to do that? The Supreme Court is very, very gray on this. Very gray. We know they ruled in 2014 against Obama's recess appointments. And what they had said at that point is you have to be in recess for 10 days. And then there can be an appointment. And then you can challenge that appointment later on. And they have to go through a confirmation hearing. But you can appoint. Now, there's very little fact or law in place with these intercession recesses, is what they're calling it. Now, what the Republicans have been doing since they've had the majority and since they've gotten that verdict, which was really for them in 2014, is they do something called a pro forma session. And so before you hit the 10 days, somebody goes into the chamber, whether anyone's there or not, they gavel in a session for 20 or 30 seconds, and then they gavel out a session. And that just breaks up so you never hit that 10-day threshold. This is something that's been talked about mainly on social media, this Democrat scheming to get Merrick Garland in there. It hasn't really been talked about on Capitol Hill too much if you listen to the folks who would talk about this sort of stuff. It would be a bad move for Democrats anyway, because Trump would wind up replacing Garland, who's a D.C., right? He's on the D.C. circuit. He would replace him with a strong conservative judge, and that may do more harm than actually putting Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court if you figure there will be one or two more people vacating their seats over the course of the next 4 or 8 years. So you're kind of cutting your nose to spite your face in that regard if you're the Democrats and you chose to do something like this. Also, Chuck Schumer, who's the incoming Senate Minority Leader, replacing Harry the Millionaire Reid, of course, he's kind of, I don't want to call him a deal maker. Fox News calls him a deal maker. He's not like that. He's not particularly bipartisan. He's more of a convincer. He tries to convince the moderate faction of the Republican Party to side with him, and he throws a couple little things in whatever bill he's going to sponsor for them. And this would not serve Chuck Schumer very well, who, of course, is the minority leader now for the first time, and he's someone that's going to need to work bipartisanly, whether it hurts him or not. He's going to have to. In fact, he may feel some of the effects of a lot of this when he's up for re-election again, whether 6 years from now, in that the fact that New York and his contingent in general, he has a rather large Jewish contingent, whether it be in Brooklyn or in the Bronx or in Manhattan itself. Of course, he runs statewide, but everyone in New York gets elected by the city. I'm sorry, Buffalo. I'm sorry, Rochester and Albany. You guys just don't play a factor, and that's not my fault. That's the fault of the way it is. But he's really pissed off a lot of people with his support of people like John Kerry and Barack Obama and their anti-Israel rhetoric. He didn't really pay the price this time around. He's had Kristen Gillibrand, the other senator from New York. She's been falling on the sword. She fell on the sword with the nuclear deal, the Iran nuclear deal. So he has her. They don't see much hope in her. They're going to let her fall on the sword every once in a while to save Chuck Schumer. But he needs to really work with a guy like Mitch McConnell. So it wouldn't behoove them to do it. Not to mention the public perception wouldn't be good. See, people are mad about a supposed foreign actor interfering with the election. Imagine if the losing party interfered with the transition of power and the will of the people. See, they have a lot of seats to defend. The Democrats have a lot of seats to defend coming up, because the GOP could be eyeing a supermajority in a couple of years. We'll talk about that when we come back. Not going anywhere.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch, just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones, and muffins. Plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelins, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. The old episodes, you can find them iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. You can always follow me on Twitter at Rhino On Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, On Air. That's on Twitter. That's on Gab or Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And if you email me, there's a good chance I'll get back to you. Better than 90%. Rhino, R-Y-N-O. At rwbnetwork.com. So we're talking about how if Democrats exercise what they're calling the thermonuclear option of gaveling in this intercession and, you know, appointing Merrick Garland with this small majority they have over the course of 5 or 7 minutes, how people would look at this, and you talk about Russia interfering with the election, and the perception is, well, here's the losing party interfering with the transition of power. And when we talk about Russia, we're starting to see you have some intelligence sources, and the local news around here says 17. Well, I mean, there's not really 17 intelligence agencies. There's one. It's the CIA. Everybody else does investigations. It's the CIA that is really the main intelligence organization. We haven't seen that report yet. I think we're going to see it soon, and it's going to support the Obama narrative that the Russians were somehow involved, and the news will take that, and they'll run with it, and they'll say, Russians hacked the election. They won't ever say in the news line that what they did was they hacked John Podesta's emails, or they hacked the DNC emails. They're going to leave it so that you think they hacked into the voting machine. That's how the narrative is going. We've gotten that low. We've scraped the bottom of the barrel, and now we're going through the bottom into the dirt because they have nowhere else to go with it. Now, starting tonight, I think it's a two-part series. Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel is going to be talking with Julian Assange. And Julian Assange, according to the promos we've seen so far, is saying they did not get the information. WikiLeaks did not get these hacked emails from the Russian government or any state actor. And of course, referring to the DNC and the John Podesta emails. Now, DNC, I think most of us can agree. Most of us can agree that Seth Rich probably had something to do with that. Again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you have a guy who's shot in the back during a botched robbery and the wallet is still there, just a couple of days after the DNC realized there was a leak, hey, listen, you call him like you see him. So we'll leave the DNC out of this one. Now, with John Podesta, we learned about the mainstream media collusion, the cocktail parties, and people like John Harwood emailing Podesta and saying, ha-ha, I really got them there, talking about Jeb Bush and Donald Trump during the primary debate. We saw CNN was giving questions to the Hillary camp for that town hall they had, right? Donna Brazile, I don't know, I just wrote an email with the subject line, from time to time I get the answers or get the questions, but I had nothing to do with it. So lying right to your face. You have news outlets. They were asking the DNC what they should ask Donald Trump. What do you want us to hit him with? Again, all in the John Podesta emails. You had the Hillary camp getting veto power over stories or different quotes that were going to be in stories. Politico, the Daily Beast, all this stuff. You had the Boston Globe was timing stories, positive stories about Hillary with the New Hampshire primary. Again, working to sink Bernie Sanders. So during the interview, Assange also mentions, apparently, that in Barack Hussein's statement, he never uses the word WikiLeaks, which is interesting. I didn't pick up on that. But Julian Assange, very smart guy. You could think of him what you will. He's not a dummy. Says that Obama is talking more like a lawyer. Well, you know, he technically is a lawyer. He was a community organizing lawyer or whatever he did before he was a junior senator and didn't vote on anything. And Hannity, I guess, asks Assange if he thinks that the leaked emails, if they changed the direction of the election. And Assange pretty much just says that if they did, it wouldn't be because of the leaked emails, it would be because of what people like Hillary Rodham Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and John Podesta said, and Jennifer Palmieri, what they said in these emails. Remember, this was the stuff you weren't supposed to see. Nobody's mad about the vile language, anti-Semitic, racist language that was in these emails. Everybody's mad that we saw them. Let's not take this and say, well, it's the Russians, they're bad. That's not what happened. Who cares how we got them? The point is we got them and we got to see what we were really dealing with. And I'm not going to exonerate the right. I'm sure they have bad emails too. We just didn't see theirs yet. We saw the left's. And whether that's a personal gripe between Julian Assange and Hillary Clinton, who said she wanted to drone him, hey, perhaps. But sometimes you got to pay the piper, and she paid the piper on this one. So it should be a good, interesting interview to watch. I think 10 p.m. Eastern, Fox News Channel. And I'm curious to see what questions are asked. And I guess Hannity went out to the Ecuadorian embassy in England to do the interview. I've heard Assange on his radio show a lot, and the questions are very good. And Assange is very good at answering them. So we'll see how this plays out. It should be fun to watch. Since we're sort of on the topic of ethics here, the GOP, they just They can't get out of their own way, right? They wanted to gut the Office of Congressional Ethics. Surprise, surprise. And they wanted to replace it with this Office of Congressional Complaint Review. Trump said no. Trump takes to Twitter and he goes, no, that's not priority number one. We have to worry about jobs. We have to worry about the budget. We have to worry about making America strong. And guess what? They listened. They listened. They know the power that Donald Trump wields right now. And it's very, very powerful. They're all scared that he may turn on them when it comes time for their re-elections. And they could be out. Again, they can't get real jobs. They can't do it. Now, the Office of Congressional Ethics, to me, it's kind of phony. It is. There's no ethics in Washington. Really what it is it's a platform for people to address some wild theories sometimes, to get them on record before elections. And while it's a problem and it needs to be revamped to possibly something else, it's not the number one problem right now. And Donald Trump, you know, listen, he made that statement. Get to work doing real things. The last thing you want to do is get rid of an ethics board in Congress. Nobody trusts you to begin with. And you want to get rid of ethics? Just reinforces the drain the swamp idea. And you saw Trump hashtag his tweet today, DTS, drain the swamp, and I couldn't agree more. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Donald Trump. He goes to Twitter, and he kind of lambasts the House GOP for wanting to scrap this ethics committee as the first thing they do. And then we hear about an hour and a half later, oh, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. See, they thought twice about it. You don't mess with the Donald. He's waving a big stick around, and it's working. See, he's very smart. Donald Trump uses Twitter and social media very well to bring topics to the people. He gets to set the news cycle this way, and this is how he strips 85% of all of mainstream media's power and influence. They said that Barack Hussein Obama was the first social media president, but as is true with most weak and ineffective leaders, he didn't know how to harness it right. It's kind of like a new car, right? You get a brand new car, got tons of gadgets and gizmos. No one uses any of them, but they have to have them because the competitor has them, so they're in the car anyway. Or like our phones, right? Our phones are the same way. They perform more processes than any NASA computer that put a man on or close to the moon ever. And all we do is text each other or check Facebook. We don't fully harness its potential, but Donald Trump figured out through his marketing genius how to really use social media to push his agenda, get to the people, and change the news cycle. And by the way, I just found out, this is new to me, I just found out that I can send a YouTube video from my phone to my TV. No wires or nothing. My mind is blown. I just learned how to do this. I don't really know how it does it. I can only assume some sort of black magic is involved. But what I do know is I may never leave the house again. It's crazy. But Donald Trump, he realizes the power of these little computers we have in his pocket. He's 70 years old, and he has out-social mediaed the millennials. Absolutely phenomenal what he's been able to do with it. And when they say he might not have the traditional press conferences, I'm fine with that. I'm more than okay with that. Give me the information. I will do with it what I will. I don't need ABC News and Cokie Roberts telling me what you said in a press conference. I don't need that. Give me the news. I'll deal with it. You know, not only has Donald Trump put millennials into their virtual reality places, he's made Barack Obama look like a bumbling idiot on the manufacturing front lately. Remember when Barack Obama said that jobs weren't coming back? Remember that? We have to retrain the workforce. We got to teach them about solar power and wind power and the proper harnessing techniques for unicorn farts. You have to retrain people to do all these different jobs because they're not coming back. And he goes, I don't know what kind of magic wand, you know, Donald Trump can wave to bring these jobs back. Well, whatever Donald Trump is waving, it's bigger, it's more effective, and more satisfying than what Obama's been apparently waving around. Because now, the Ford Motor Company, is scrapping the plans to move to Mexico, the $1.6 billion facility that Trump slammed them on all through the entire election process, and is now going to invest $700 million into the plant in Michigan. And they're going to make Mustangs there. They're going to make Lincoln Continentals there. They're going to have like 700 new employees there. It's going to be a high-tech place. The Ford CEO, Mark Fields, he kind of cites these regulatory things. Yeah, whatever. That was nothing. I mean, that may have played a role. It was the tariffs. He heard 35% and said, whoa, we can't pay a 35% import tax. See, the threat was there, and it worked. Remember when Jeb Bush said the loudest voices in the room, you know, aren't always the best, and then Nikki Haley said it, and George W. said it. Everyone loved that line. Well, this was a loud voice, and now it worked, and it worked for the people in Michigan, and it worked now for the union. The UAW is loving this. They're absolutely loving this. You had tariffs looming over their head, and Ford says, it's not worth it. We'll just build here. We'll employ people here. Unions, except for the public sector unions, will love Trump, no doubt. And they'll have no choice. Business agents, union leaders, they were stymied. Their voices were stymied during the election. They were inconsequential. Only law enforcement unions supported Trump officially. The rest of them supported Hillary, every single one of them. But workers ignored their union leaders who called to vote for Hillary, and they voted for Trump. Hillary only won union workers by like 5%. That's dismal. Democrats generally win union workers by like 40, 50, 60%. So union leaders are on the verge of becoming irrelevant. And they're going to lose their internal elections. But Donald Trump, he hung this 35% tariff over Ford's head. And they had to stay. They could not leave to go to Mexico. And this is now going to be leverage that Trump uses against Mexico when they renegotiate NAFTA. It is really remarkable what President-elect Trump has been able to do before being sworn in. He's dooming Democrats in 2020 before he even takes office in 17 days. You have Ford reinvesting money. You have IBM, 25,000 new jobs. You have Sprint bringing back 5,000 new jobs. SoftBank, 50,000 new jobs. $50 billion investment. Carrier, saved 1,000 jobs there. Trump's on a roll with no signs of slowing down. Democrats will try to change the news cycle. They're going to try and change it. But he keeps changing it back thanks to social media. He has done something that even I didn't think was possible. He has really changed this country in a good, fundamental way. Once again, proving that this country, we successfully went black and then went back. We're the first country to do it. How about that? When we come back, we'll talk about Chicago and their new crime stats. You got to hear these.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The best show in the world is Two Scorpions and a Brandy Glass. I'm Barry Farber. It is nice when you call and say, oh, Mr. Farber, I agree with you, but that really gets us nowhere. I want your enmity, hostility. I want your questions. Give me a call right here on the Barry Farber Show. Weekdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to the final segment of this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about whatever Donald Trump is waving around, it's working. And it's working big league. He has made President Obama look so minuscule, so small, so inconsequential, that a guy who a couple of years ago was worried about whether or not he would be on Mount Rushmore should now worry about whether he's even going to be in the history books. That's how inconsequential he is. And now you have Valerie Jarrett, who really is the puppet master to this whole administration. She said over the weekend that, you know, their administration, they're the first one to never have any scandals. No scandals. How quickly we forget about things like, oh, I don't know, Fast and Furious, the VA, Benghazi, Bo Bergdahl. Man, no scandals, nothing. No, we're a clean administration. No way. No way. Speaking of Fast and Furious with the guns, this is a bad day for Chicago. Bad day. And, you know, I mean that sort of jokingly and sort of seriously. 2016 crime stats are out from the Chicago Police Department. 4,331 shooting victims in Chicago. 762 murders. That's more than double New York City and LA combined. Chicago saw a rise of 1,100 more shooting victims than 2015, 278 more murders than 2015, the largest increase in 60 years. And you know what Rahm Emanuel, you know what his spokesperson said? Well, we gotta pass more gun laws. We gotta pass more gun laws? I got news for you. That is probably the strictest gun laws in the country are in Chicago. And they gotta pass more gun laws. We still don't get it. We still don't realize that our framers, our founding fathers, were smarter than you. We still don't get it. Rahm Emanuel, big sanctuary city, right, Chicago? Huge Obama guy, worked in the administration. Not to mention, Chicago is awfully tough on police officers. Because they follow the wills and the wants of your Black Lives Matter and these community policing groups. Can we agree now that doesn't work? Do you have to see almost 1,000 murders and almost 5,000 shooting victims in your city to realize what you're doing isn't working? Is it that hard to comprehend that maybe, just maybe you were wrong? The Democrats can never acknowledge accountability. It's not in their blood. It's not in their DNA. This community policing stuff has to go away. No such thing as community policing. Doesn't work. They're unqualified people. Completely unqualified to be laying down policy for people who lay their lives on the line every single day. The idea of it rattles me to know that somebody, because they're a community organizer, would have some say and what police procedures are. You are not trained. You are an unqualified authority on the subject, and you should not have your voice heard when it comes to this. Let the professionals handle it. It's the big boys. All right? The kids are gone. It's the adult swim time now. You guys had your little fun. Time for the adults to take back over. You know, if I'm an unarmed business owner and I'm in Chicago, you know what my New Year's resolution is right now? Go out and buy a gun. That's my New Year's resolution before they enact more strict gun laws. What are they going to do? Defend themselves with water balloons? Is that what this has come to in Chicago? Come on, guys. Get real. You live in Chicago. Chicago, take your city back. Take it back. You lost it. It's gone. Because if you don't take it back, the feds are going to take it back. Trump even said as much. If I'm in Chicago, I'm a business owner. I live there. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm leaving. It's going to become Detroit. Hope you like Detroit. All right, guys. Hope you had a good time today. Big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community, especially in Chicago. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please stay safe and please keep it up. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. Until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.